This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Tom Brady's talking about this other word, dumbing the game down for the young players, and then when they come to the NFL, we don't give them time to grow in the game. And it's like, hey, you were thrown in there like Bryce Young was done, and which I think you had to do where you drafted him for what you gave up. You had to play him. And then when things don't go well, you just quit on them, and you throw them away. And then their NFL careers are gone in a flash.
See, to me, though, that's not a Bryce Young problem. That's an NFL problem. Like, that is because you have to do it now. Because of the investments and eyeballs you have on the number one overall pick, they have to play now.
Yes, but it's also the fact that college football used to if you ran a wishbone offense or whatever, it was pretty much a given you weren't an NFL prospect quarterback, or you weren't a pocket quarterback. But if you went to schools like Michigan, where they ran more of a pro style, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, but you could make all those throws, you had a better chance of being in. You were a guy that looked at to be an NFL quarterback. Eric Crouch left and was a safety, right?
Yeah, that's right. They came back and made him a DB. Yep.
Yeah, and so I mean, Tommy Frazier. Now I don't even know if he went to the NFL. Like those guys that ran those type of offenses, but the guys that ran more NFL style, now it's all one big just mosh.
Well, let me back up. Here's what I would say to you. If he could make the throws and be consistent, I think they'd utilize the
throws. But I think he can. I think he showed progress last year.
Tell me one first-round quarterback, and there was a lot of them, that did not run a spread offense where everything was go balls. Caleb Williams, Lincoln Riley's offense, Bo Nix, Oregon wide open. Michael Penix, for the love, running Kalen DeBoer's offense. This is what they all ran.
Yes, I
Jaden don't. Jaden Daniels, holy crap, man, go balls.
Yeah, they ran a lot of it, but you still have to progress. A lot of that is made easier if you're getting to practice those in real game experiences. And I say practice because, yeah, you're trying to win games. I just think it's doing a disservice to say we don't even want to ask you to do that. You're going to have to be asked to do that eventually. And it's a natural progression. And not everybody – that's why these guys take – look at Sam Darnold now. This guy was a bust. He was the same people that you turn on your radios and you listen to who are praising him for being a great player trashed him for years. Baker Mayfield is a perfect example of a guy who was trashed by the media.
Kyler Murray.
And now they're in love. Well, but see, Kyler Murray is still not there yet.
That's tough because he's close.
They look pretty good this year.
Though, yeah, how do you look Sunday, though? That's the thing.
How did Baker Mayfield look Sunday?
Well, we can't nitpick that. Okay, but Baker Mayfield looked that way all last year. So that's not.
But he looked what way all
last year? He looked great last year. He looked great. Baker Mayfield was good last year. Baker Mayfield showed that my point is that you make it where these guys have years to progress into that player. That's the only thing that you can say about the Michael Penix pick that looks really good right now is that, hey, he's going to have a couple years to learn, to grow.
Like I said, I think that is an NFL problem. I don't think that's college football's issue, man. Your job in college football is to go out and win football games, especially this day and age.
Well, it's easier now that you're paying these guys, yeah.
Exactly.
But guess what? You weren't paying over the table. You're only under the table payments were being made to guys like Baker Mayfield when he was at Oklahoma, okay? So you did him a disservice.